corner. Goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's game two of the night here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Back at Fickwiz, Garbery Gym, Rushi meets Mechanicsburg. In our upcoming tilt, the winner will take on the team victorious in game one tonight, Fairlawn over Lehman Catholic. Fairlawn will collide with this winner of the second game in a meeting on Thursday night, next Thursday, in game one of two. That would be a 6 o'clock start next Thursday evening. And we'll have both games for you on Tuesday and Thursday. Boys Division IV sectional semifinals, upper and lower bracket here at Piqua. Rushi Raiders come into the game tonight 14-8, having closed the season with losses to Marion Local and Anna. Prior to that, had won four in a row. Rushi wound up 7-5 in the Shelby County League. Mechanicsburg, Rushi's opponent, 11-10 on the year, plays in the Ohio Heritage Conference, was 7-9 in conference action, 4-6 in the Ohio Heritage North Division. Mechanicsburg comes in riding a four-game win streak. Rushi, Chuck, has been successful beating most all the teams this year it's really had to beat. Has not beaten the stronger opponents. As I noted, lost to Marion Local and Anna on the last week of regular season play. Dropped a couple bouts to Fort Loramie. Going all the way back to an early point in the season, though, Rushi did beat St. Henry. Boy, that's a good one on the resume.
Right.
But since then, losses to strong opponents. I asterisk the 65-49 setback at Versailles as being one in which Rushi played poorly. that did play extremely well at Jackson Center in winning in overtime. It's a club which needs to bring its A game more consistently. If it does, there's no reason why Rushi can't advance on to the district, maybe even the regional.
Well, they're not as deep as they've been in the past.
Nope.
I mean, that's one of the problems that they have. So they need that their starters to play well for them. And I think that it comes down to, you talk about Jordan York and you talk about Daniel Kearns. They need to get theirs for sure. But you need to have Carter Francis and Evan Monier have good offensive games for Rushi tonight for them to play as well as they can play.
And this team has been resilient all year. A hard luck double overtime loss at Fort Loramie going up against the likes of Jamestown, Greenview, Triad, Fairbanks, West Jeff, West Liberty Salem. But Mechanicsburg did conclude the year on a positive note, winning its last four. Beat Lehman, by the way, by 13 on Tuesday, February 9th, in a game played in Sydney. So, interesting comparison there. You've got to believe that Mechanicsburg certainly has the potential to give the number three seed Rushi Raiders a well-played game here tonight.
Well, they came in here the last 3 years with terrible records.
Right.
So they've turned it around to get to 11 wins for the season. And you look at Chris Taylor, averages 12 points a game, 6-foot senior, shoots 43% behind the arc. So, boy, you better find him defensively if he's got the basketball back there.
This Mechanicsburg team has got some size, 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2". Daniel Kearns really needs to expose those interior players from Mechanicsburg. And at 6'4", with his long arms, Daniel can do just that.
Well, he and York inside should have a field day. They should. If they do, it's not going to be a game.
Rushi Raiders, Mechanicsburg Indians, upcoming here in just a few minutes. Rushi shooting around down to her left. Mechanicsburg to our right. Interesting contrast. Dave Borchers, first year head coach, and Rushi and Michael Cantrell, year number 30, all of them at Mechanicsburg. How about that?
That's impressive.
He said, I've got friends and relatives working in the school district. I think his wife is a secretary at the high school. I'm just going to keep it in the family. I love doing what I'm doing. It's home sweet home at Mechanicsburg High.
Right. Well, I mean, and he's turned it around this year, which is a good thing.
We'd like to thank our audience for joining us here for Game 2 tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A third one to follow. Number 1 seed Jackson Center against Triad. Again, the winner of this game between Rushi and Mechanicsburg will take on Fairlawn in a game at 6 next Thursday in a lower bracket sectional semifinal. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp will give you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. That's 419-582-3824. Eilerman Construction, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built to do every home improvement project. Don't have quite the crowd tonight, Chuck, for the three games that we had last night for two. I think that Mississinawa and Sonia opener last night sparked a huge throng to make the trip here from Dark County.
That was one of the best first-round crowds I think I've ever seen in this gym, and I've been here a long time. Loramie added to it. They brought a lot of people, too. So.
Sure. But I bet here tonight we've probably got maybe half, 40%. Of what we had last night?
Yeah, probably pretty close.
Starting lineups being introduced. The Mechanicsburg Indians send out Chris Taylor, about whom Chuck spoke a few minutes ago. 6 foot senior guard, 12.3 points a game, 43% behind the arc, and 76% from the foul line. And that 43% from 3-point land is eye popping. He's joined by Joey Biscadri, a 5 foot 10 inch senior guard. Logan Hurst in the middle, a 6'2 junior. Tristan Hall, 6'1 sophomore, also plays at a post position. And Jake Edwards is a 5'11 freshman guard. Tristan Hall and Joey Biscadri are two real good shooters from the floor. In fact, Biscadri at guard is shooting 51% on twos and threes combined. Starting lineup for the Rushi Raiders. Will Sherman comes out, along with Mason Daypore at guard. Sherman and Daypore. Sherman 6'2 senior, Daypore 5'11 junior. Daypore named second team All Shelby County Athletic League. Jordan York 6'3 senior up front, with Daniel Kearns a 6'5 senior. And the fifth starter is Evan Monier, 5'10 senior at guard. Kearns averaging 11.5 a game. York at just under 11 a game. Those are the two leading scorers for the Rushi Raiders. And Chuck, if Rushi wants to make its mark on the lower bracket here at Piqua, those two young men, York and Kearns, have got to produce 20-25 points every game.
And they have the ability to do that. So they need to get on a roll here right now in this tournament.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, it seemed like when I was talking about Daniel Kearns as a freshman or a sophomore, I was saying Daniel Kearns, 6'2.5, 6'3. Then I think last year I referred to him as 6'3.5 or 6'4. This year he looks taller, yet he's every bit of 6'5.
Yeah, he is.
Opening tip to start the game, one by the Rushi Raiders. Monier's got the ball in the left corner. He's picked up tightly on the play by Miscadre. Out to Monier. Ball bounced down left side of the floor, right in front of the Mechanicsburg bench. And it's a wrestling match for a loose ball. It's a jump, and Mechanicsburg benefits from the arrow.
Well, they came out excited and went after the basketball. They're going to trap, in the beginning anyway, trap everything that comes down.
Opening 20 seconds of the second quarter. Here comes Mechanicsburg, forecourt to our right. On the arc, it is Chris Taylor, leading scorer on the team. Makes a pass to Hall in the post. It's stolen by Sherman. Sherman to Monier for Rushi. Hook pass down to Kearns. Kearns powers to the rim. Got it for two.
Well, he got bumped pretty hard on that. They didn't call the foul, but he did a good job of making the basket.
He could very easily be at the free throw line for a three-point chance. Good tenacious pressure from Rushi here at the outset. Deep in the right corner, it's Taylor for Mechanicsburg. Rushi got the ball out and ran down the floor to get a two-pointer. We played a minute. 2-0 Raiders. Baseline right, Miscadre for Mechanicsburg. Miscadre makes a sloppy bounce pass, intended to throw it to Hurst. Spiked away by Rushi. Mason Daypore on the pilfer. Up the floor to Kearns. Foul line, Monier enters the lane.
Pass beneath the backboard to Daypour, and he works it out of trouble. 6.5 to go, first quarter. 2-0 in favor of Rushi. Here's York. Here's Sherman. Oh, back cut. Kearns. Layup. No good.
Wow.
Rebound Mechanicsburg. Kearns at a point blanker. Couldn't get it to drop. Down the floor, Edwards for Mechanicsburg. Foul line, Logan Hurst. And again, Mechanicsburg muffs a pass. Loose ball to Rushi. Kearns the other way. He won't miss this one. He's got it.
Well, Mechanicsburg's only got one shot off. Three turnovers, one shot.
I tell you what, the length of Rushi, York, and Kearns giving Mechanicsburg fits. Height advantage, Rushi. And Mechanicsburg with another sloppy pass at midcourt. It rolls into backcourt. The officials confer. One called over and back. The other says no.
I would give him a 10-second call because Rushi never had possession of it. It was still in the backcourt, but there was no way it was over and back.
5:47 left to go here in the first quarter, and it is ruled a violation against Mechanicsburg. Rushi possession of midcourt, another Indians turnover. They've had a few already. 5:44 to go, first quarter. Daniel Kearns, 2 out of 3 for Rushi from point-blank range here at the start. Bonnier on the arc, 5.5 to go, first quarter. Here's a running one-hander by him. Got it. Bonnier skied in the air, floating down the right side of the paint. Drifting toward the hoop. He shot it through, 6-0. Rushi putting all kinds of heat on the Indians in backcourt, and Mechanicsburg is really perplexed. Timeout Mechanicsburg, all Rushi so far. We played 2.5, 6-0 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, as we thought, the Raiders are the bigger, stronger club, or at least Rushi's flexing its muscle early.
Well, they're pressing them, and yep. So far Mechanicsburg is in a panic mode trying to beat it.
Here is Joey Mascadri in backcourt. He's 5'10". He passes to Jake Edwards, who's 5'11". And again, a flustered Indians team coughs it up, throwing it out of bounds.
Well, you got a freshman playing the point guard in a tournament game against some real pressure by Rushi.
Here's Rushi inbounding. Mason Daypour high left with the ball. Daypour dribbles toward the left corner. Still on the bounce. Wants to go to Kearns. Kearns catches mid post. He weaves down low in the left, and he was given the knee by a defender. Foul called. First foul of the game. 5:04 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Rushi. Mechanicsburg has gotten off, what, a shot, and that's
one
it?
One shot.
That's crazy. Ball inbounded to Kearns, right back to York. York reverse layup. He was hemmed in below the basket. Didn't have enough oomph on it, and Mechanicsburg comes away with it. Quickly up the right side comes Chris Taylor. Taylor 25 feet away to Mac DeLong, who's in now, another 5'10 junior guard. DeLong to Taylor, who enters the lane. Tries to lean forward and shoot. Deflected by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Long angle pass up the floor. Out of bounds. 6-0 Rushi. 4:36 to go here in the first. Again, Rushi with 1, 2, 3 white. The three white jerseys in backcourt. Pounding Mechanicsburg. Putting on the heat. Up the floor, Mascadri. He's doubled at the timeline. Flips it ahead to a teammate. Picked off again by Rushi. Mechanicsburg with a bundle of turnovers. The trailer, Monier. Mechanicsburg fights it loose. We've got a scrap, a jump, and the arrow will enable Rushi to keep it. Tell you what, Chuck, this has looked like a football scrimmage.
Well, they're just struggling. They can't get the ball down the floor.
Nope. And Rushi is attacking defensively.
like you've never seen the Raiders play D. Ball inbound and low on the left to Kearns. Sweeping left-handed hook shot of beauty.
Did you go in the locker room and talk to them before the game? Because they're going right down to Daniel Kearns.
Yeah, they sure are. And we talked about the importance of Kearns to score in this tournament, and he's off to a very good beginning. 8-0 in favor of the Raiders, who played half the first quarter. Here's Mack DeLong in the right corner, feeds Logan Hurst, open for a bank shot, no good. Rebound down to the Raiders. Two shots for Mechanicsburg in 4.5 minutes. Rushi dominating 8-0. Mason Daypour, timeline, York, far left corner. Tries to reverse it, can't. Oh, nice deflection, steal, but Taylor against Mason Daypour. All the way to the cup, good. 8-2. Fine interception by Taylor and a run out the other way. First goal for Mechanicsburg, and it took 4 minutes 40 seconds. Here's Mason Daypour at the foul line, back to the basket, over guarding against DeLong of Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg didn't get its first 2 points until well over half the first quarter was history. It's 8-2, Rushi. Inbounds play, a good one. Raiders find an open man beneath the rim. Good dish on the play. Carter Francis right in front and off the bench. Scores. Borushi with timely plays out of bounds from below the rim. Here's Mechanicsburg quickly down the floor. Stopping and popping is Taylor. The foul line, Jay. He hits it. 10-4, Rushi. 2:52 to go, first quarter. Mason Daypour outside the arc on the left. To Monier, Rushi is whipping Mechanicsburg in tight around the rim. That's where all the Raiders' points have come from. Far right wing, it's Carter Francis. Deep right corner, Daypour. He jacks up a triple, buries it for Rushi. Mason Daypour with the first shot from any distance, and he nails it. 13-4 in favor of the Raiders. Here's a strip in backcourt, a double team by Francis and Kearns. They take it away from Taylor, and it's Kearns to the rack again for two more.
He tried to do a step through, and he just lost his balance.
Raiders hammering Mechanicsburg. Here's the ball right into our scorer's table. Courtside at scoresbroadcast.com. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Rushi.
Well, I can't move much anymore, but I knocked it down with my hand.
Inbounding, Mack DeLong for Mechanicsburg, which is down 15-4. 2:07 left here in the opening quarter. Midcourt, Miscadre for Mechanicsburg. Outside the arc on the right, it is Mack DeLong, now to Taylor. 11-point lead to Rushi. Taylor, leading scorer on the year for the Indians. Bounce pass low on the right to Tristan Hall. He turns, fades at 6-1, deflected out of there by Rushi. Ball rolls to the head of the key. Indians get it back. Here's a drive by Taylor. Cut off. Spin move. Tries to pivot around York and walked. Didn't think I saw traveling. Didn't think it was there. That was one of those imaginary walk violations. Midcourt, Rushi. Here is Mason Daypour out of control. He coughed it up and he walked. That one was evident.
Sometimes he tries to do too much. He's got so many people he can get the ball to. He needs to calm down and find the inside players.
Daniel Kearns, after a splendid start to this game, getting a brief respite, 1:30 to go in the first quarter. And Rushi leads Mechanicsburg 15-4. Raiders again with 1, 2, 3 white shirts in backcourt. Mechanicsburg is at 5 seconds, still not to the timeline. Taylor behind the back, and he does get it up and over. Picks up his dribble, hand off to Tristan Hall. Hall back to Taylor, herky-jerky moving the lane, overshoots. Bodies all over the place. We've got a foul on the back, and it's against Rushi. 1:12 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, Mechanicsburg turned the ball over 10 times so far here in the first quarter.
That's amazing. And Rushi's forced about every single one of them.
Yeah, they had a bad over and back call, but kind of a bad travel call, but still, they're turning it way too much.
Free throw by Chris Taylor, a lot of rim and in, 15-5. Mechanicsburg down 10, second shot, Taylor, yes, 15-6. Rushi by 9. Over a minute to play here in the first quarter. Taylor gets a breather. As I mentioned, leading scorer on the year, 12.3. Ahead of guard Joey Mascadre at 8.2, or I should say 9.2. And Logan Hurst, the 6'2 junior, at 8.1. Rushi forecourt, up 9. York in the right corner. A minute to go in the first. Cross-court pass to Sherman, out back to Mason Dayport. Now in the game for the Raiders is Adam Dayport, who's played some very good ball second half of the year. Here's York trying to drive, a lot of traffic. He lost it. Rebound to Mechanicsburg. Mascadre down the floor, driving layup. No good. Follow is in by Hurst. 15-8. Rushiba 7. Good rebound hoop by the Indians. 30 seconds to go in the first period. Sherman, top of the circle to York, outside the arc on the right to Francis. Deep right corner, Adam Dayport hits the cutter, York, baseline right, and he ran over a Mechanicsburg player, Mac DeLong.
Well, you saw that coming as the pass got him in jeopardy, and he had no place to go but to run over DeLong.
23.4 to go here in the first quarter. 15-8, Rushi in the lead with 7. Mechanicsburg, Chuck, has tried real hard in the last few minutes to get settled.
Well, they picked up their defensive pressure, and that's helped them a little bit.
Midcourt guard Jake Edwards, freshman for Mechanicsburg. Bounces a pass into the left corner to Mac DeLong, and he simply lost the basketball. Out of bounds to Rushi, 11.8 to go. Here's Monier in backcourt, hustling up the near side. Monier with a chest pass in the left corner to Francis. On the arc to Kearns, 4 to play. Kearns wheels at the foul line. Back to Francis. He hoists a 30-footer. He's got it. He's got it. Wow. Carter Francis from 30 feet for Rushi to close out the first quarter. Bombs away, and he nailed it. 18-8 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years total. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists, each a proud sponsor of High School Hoops right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second quarter underway. Rushi leads at 18-8 thanks to the three-point shot by Francis at the end of the first period. And here is Mason Dayport rifling a pass down inside to Daniel Kearns. And with the sizable height advantage, Kearns goes to work, gets the friendly bounce off the back rim. He's fouled and is at the stripe for a three-point chance.
They're not going to have an answer for him. If they'll just give him the ball down there, there's nothing Mechanicsburg can do about it.
Free throw by Daniel. High arch. He's got it. Tell you what, Chuck, high above the Rushi gym in the Crow's Nest, I really don't get a good feel for how big, how tall this young man Daniel Kearns really is.
Got some long arms, too.
Up close and personal here at courtside at the Garvey Gym in Piqua, you can see he towers over everybody. And you're right, the length of his arms. Here is Mechanicsburg, forecourt left, foul against Rushi. How many points for Kearns? He's got double digits.
He's got 11. And Francis came off the bench. He's got 5 in the first quarter.
So they've got 16 combined of the 21 for Rushi, which leads 21-8. 50 seconds gone here in the second quarter of play.
Dribble. Pass.
Oh, fine. Pass by Mechanicsburg. The ball dealt low in the right to Tristan Hall. Tristan Hall got the two-pointer, assisted by Danny Mascadre.
Beautiful pocket pass by him. Hall in the finish, 21-10. Rushi by 11. 6:50 left, second quarter. Here's Evan Monier, way out of control, bailed out, blocking foul in the lane, Mechanicsburg.
That's one of those where he just couldn't get out of the way, and there was enough contact that the official had to call it.
Right. Kearns inbounding right of the basket for Rushi. There's that patented Raider out of bounds play right in front. It goes to Carter Francis. It's all knotted up. And the arrow favors Rushi, which will keep it. Let's see what the Raiders do here. Playmaker Sherman lobs in the lane to Kearns. He catches 5 feet away. In one motion, he lobs it in.
You don't have to be a brilliant coach. You just have to know who to give it to.
Lob pass, and then the ball just lobbed right back toward the rim of Kearns. Up and good. 23-10. Rushi making it look easy with short shots from Daniel Kearns in the paint. Rushi executing from out of bounds below the basket. The lead is swollen to 13. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Taylor down the floor for Mechanicsburg. Whips it cross court for Kyle Smith, a 6'2 sophomore.
Oh.
And it's tipped out of bounds by Rushi, which barely got a piece of it.
Well, I didn't see that, but nobody argued.
6:29 left in the second. Rushi up 13. Head of the key, DeLong. Deep left corner, three-point shooter, Taylor, off the back heel. Rebound, Rushi. Monier glides down the floor. Gives it up right corner to Francis. Out high to Kearns. Rotated near side to Mason Dayport. He looks for Kearns, can't find him. Wheels on top to Monier. Right flank, Carter Francis, picked up there by Kyle Smith. Here's Kearns in the corner, tries to throw it opposite. It hit the rim, ricocheted to Carter Francis. He jacked up a three, missed it. Stick back, York, though. Kearns has got it. Kearns with a powerhouse game. Boy, at this pace, he's going to get 25 or 30.
At the half.
Yeah. 25-10 in favor of Rushi. Ball lost at midcourt by Mechanicsburg. Look at Kearns going sprawling for it. It's loose in the corner. Might have been ruled a travel eventually on Kearns.
It would have been, but he knocked it out of bounds.
5:32 left in the second. 25-10 in favor of the Raiders over Mechanicsburg, which has been outsized and I think was also shell-shocked the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game by the Rushi pressure in backcourt. Up the left side, Logan Hurst from Mechanicsburg pulls up and swishes a 17-footer. 25-12. Scoreboard late in registering the two. 5:13 left, second quarter. Here's Carter Francis. Whistle blows away from the ball, holding on Mechanicsburg.
Well, that's on Hall, and he was holding Kearns, and you can't really blame him. So that way you can stop him.
Substitution as Kearns gets set to throw in, baseline left. York in, Sherman out for Rushi. Kearns lobs, top of the circle. York goes into backcourt, runs it down. York outside the arc on the right. Jordan, a 6'3 senior, handoff to Mason Dayport between the legs on the dribble. Now Carter Francis 30 feet away. 4:55 to go, second quarter. 25-12, Rushi. At the mid-post area, it's York. He weaves into the lane, ducks under, then fades, and scores. A lot of rim. Soft touch. It went in.
I think he got fouled, too. That was a good, strong move.
I agree with you, Chuck. Looked like it was a hand on the underneath side of the arm of Jordan. But he fought through it and made the goal. Here's Taylor for Mechanicsburg entering the paint. Double teamed. Gives it up to Miscadre. Baseline right. A lot of contact. He either walked or charged. It goes against Mechanicsburg. 27-12 Raiders. 4:28 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, he hasn't really gotten in track, but that's his third foul.
Three on Miscadre. Here is Rushi in backcourt. It is Mason Dayport up and over the timeline. Mason on the bounce, left-hand dribble, foul line, high dribble, picked it up, and shot one up from 8 feet. It circled the rim and came off. Mechanicsburg's got the carom.
4:08 to go, second quarter, 27-12, Rushi. Top of the circle, Logan Hurst. Right corner, DeLong. Now Hurst, head of the key. Outside the arc of the left, it's guard Jake Edwards. Edwards weaves around a couple Raiders, wow, all the way to the rack, and hits it with the left hand on the go. 27-14, Rushi with 13. Here's York pivoting, and he hits it, a bank shot by York. He comes right back for the Raiders to knock down a pair. 15-point lead, Rushi again. 3:35 left here in the second quarter. Midcourt, Edwards. Off to Hurst, baseline left. He fumbles. It is punched away off Rushi. A needed rest for Chris Taylor, the leading point maker on the year for Mechanicsburg. He sits down. Rushi's now got York and Kearns, the tandem inside guys, back on the floor. Oh, here's fine defense by Kearns in the left corner. Scrappy D on Logan Hurst. And Logan Hurst touched it last. Everything caused by tenacious D from Kearns of Rushi. I think Daniel Kearns has got Clancy's wrapped up.
he looks like he's got half the sandwich eaten already.
Wow, what a performance by him. He heard us talk in the pregame. And we talked about the importance of Kearns to spark Rushi here in the tournament. He has been a dominating force. Here's a drive by Adam Daypour from the right corner by Rushi, and he gets shouldered by an Indians player. Foul. Daypour at the stripe. Two coming. He was in the act of shooting. A lot of rim on that free throw, and it goes in. 30-14 Raiders.
It's a moot point because that would have been... But there's no way. He threw a pass. He didn't shoot the ball. He threw a pass.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, well.
That's why I was surprised to see the two fingers in the air. It would have been a one-on-one anyway. He made the first, made the second. It's the same difference. Two shots at the stripe at Daypour. 31-14 lead. Rushi on top. 2:55 left in the second. Mac DeLong on the arc for Mechanicsburg. Picked up tightly out there by Monier. York puts the clamps on Blake Sadowski, 5'11 soft, who's in. Here's Daypour on a pilfer for Rushi. Neat theft at midcourt, and then out of nowhere, Mechanicsburg crams him from behind.
They called that a foul.
Looked like a clean block by Mechanicsburg. Daypour gets two. 2:37 left here in the second. 31-14 in favor of Rushi. Mason Daypour with a pair. Eyes the bucket. Short on the first. 17-point game. This was about the lead that Fairlawn had over Lehman. Midway point second quarter, or maybe a little later than that in our first game. Second free throw by Mason Daypour is on target. 32-14 in favor of Rushi. 2.5 to go, second quarter. And now the Raiders back off the full court heat. Midcourt DeLong for Mechanicsburg. Bounce pass right side. Goes to Blake Sadowski. Straight away handled there by Taylor. Taylor picked up a Daypour. Outside the arc on the left to Miskadri. Coming to the head of the circle to catch is Sadowski. Mechanicsburg very patient. Rushi's defense has forced the Indians way out near the Indians logo here at Pickle High School. And it is a 5-second count.
Yeah, they're trying to run their offense. Rushi's got them pushed out all the way out to the volleyball line.
Yep, sure do.
You're not gonna run your offense from there.
Nope. If you're that Pickaway Indians logo, you are much too far from where you want to be to run the attack. Oh, here's a good look by York, who hit Adam Daypour with a bullet below the rim, and Adam reverse style hooked it up and in. 34-14, Rushi, a minute 46 to go in the second quarter. Here's Chris Taylor on the arc. Handoff on the play to Kyle Smith in the lane. Herky-jerky move, too much. He traveled. Minute 40 to go, second quarter. Boy, Mechanicsburg is down to 20. Fairlawn put its mark on Lehman in the second quarter in game one, just as Rushi is doing to the Mechanicsburg Indians here in our second game.
Well, 16 turnovers. I mean, you're not going to win a basketball game turning 16 times.
Nope. No, Rushi was not going to leave a thing to chance. Raiders dropped their last two regular season games to high-quality opponents, Ann and Marion Local. And Rushi came out with tenacious D, fueled its offense well. Rushi off and running, 34-point first half. Here's a man getting free down on the inside. Oh, what a play by Michael York, who comes in off the bench. Dipsy do up and under. York for a deuce. Good feed by Adam Daypour. 36-14. Rushi, a minute to go, second quarter. Here's a drive to Logan Hurst. He pulls up, fades away from 12, and pops it home. 36-16. Push-off foul against Hurst in the Rushi half court. Rushi Raiders 4 points away from 40 here at the halftime break, leading by 36-16 count. Tell you what, Rushi's got the offensive firepower to generate high point totals. Of course, inside that Shelby County League, the points become a premium. The defense is so challenging. Free throws, Rushi, 1-1. Adam Daypour, no good. Rebound right corner by the Raiders to make a bad pass. 49 ticks left in the clock, late in the second. 20-point lead, Rushi. Raiders 16-8 on the year. Or I should say 14-8 through 22 games. Finished in a tie for third in the Shelby County League with Fort Loramie at 7-5. After the turnover of Rushi, here's Mechanicsburg driving. Off-balance shot in the paint area by Taylor results in a two-shot foul for him. 28.4 to go. Rushi Raiders made a statement right out of the gate tonight. And it was about 4.5 minutes into the game before Mechanicsburg scored. A couple of free throws for Taylor for the Indians, who trail by 20, 36-16. Foul shots away, and it's good. 36-17 in favor of Rushi. Raiders in the home white. Rushi blue numbers outlined in gold. Mechanicsburg, the away purple with bright gold numerals. First game tonight went to Fairlawn, easily over Lehman Catholic, 50-30. The winner of this game gets the Fairlawn Jets next Thursday at 6 in a lower bracket sectional semifinal. Second foul shot, no good. Rebound Raiders. Mason Daypour in backcourt. Up ahead now, being guarded by DeLong of Mechanicsburg. 16 to go. Mason to Adam. Mason Daypour. Adam Daypour on the bounce. Mason, 8 seconds left. Enters the lane, and the ball is poked away. Here's Taylor on the dead run for Mechanicsburg. 4 seconds left. He weaves into the lane and hits a buzzer beater. Good job, the Taylor of the Indians, to close out Mechanicsburg scoring at the end of the first half. But it is all Rushi. Raiders 36, Indians 19 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at the half at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Second game of the night. Rushi all over Mechanicsburg, 36-19. We'd like to welcome a few new underwriting sponsors. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. 419-582-3824. And thanks to Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. You'll love the baked haddock at night. Outstanding fish at Maury's. Open at 6 in the morning. Popular breakfast at Maury's Landing, plus an array of wraps and burgers at noon. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney and Walpack Avenue. Regal Trophy and Awards with an outstanding reputation for quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal on the web at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. 17-point lead Raiders. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 10-6 rebounding advantage. You don't get a lot of rebounds when the other team is turning it over 16 times. Rushi turned it over 7 times in the first half, 4-6 from the free throw line for the Raiders, 3-4 for the Indians. Individual scoring, Chris Taylor, the leading scorer, has 9. They got 6 from Logan Hurst. But Scott Breed did not score in the first half. They got 2 from Tristan Hall and 2 from Jake Edwards. They scored 8 and 11, 19 for the first half. Rushi led by Daniel Kearns with 15. They got 5 from Carter Francis, 4 each from Mason Daypour, Jordan York, Adam Daypour. They got 2 from Michael York, 2 from Evan Monier. Very balanced. They scored 18 both quarters, and they lead it 36-19 at the half.
I don't think Mechanicsburg's got an answer tonight, Chuck.
Well, I don't think they have. They can't handle the basketball well enough for the pressure, and they have no answer for Daniel Kearns inside.
17-point lead Raiders, 36-19, 4.5 away from the start of the third quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Girls Division IV sectional scores at Sydney today, and Sonia beat Mechanicsburg by, or I should say Mechanicsburg beat Ansonia 72-36. Fort Laramie down Fairlawn 72-16. Ruchi over Bodkins 33-21. And Legacy Christian defeated Riverside 52-37. Setting the stage for Sydney Girls sectional semifinals. No, I should say finals. Finals coming up on Wednesday. A doubleheader at Sydney, pitting Fort Laramie against Mechanicsburg in the upper bracket, and Ruchi and Legacy Christian in the lower bracket. Looking forward to that game, Chuck.
That should be a good one. Legacy Christian's got a couple of really good basketball players. Ruchi, I think, has got more depth, but that should be a heck of a game.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScorersBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California. That's the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. 17-point lead, Ruchi, about 2 minutes away from the third quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 36-19 Ruchi, a moment away from the start of the third quarter. The Raiders lead Mechanicsburg in the second game of three here tonight. Triple header at Piqua. Brookins in Fort Laramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open until 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Like them on Facebook, too. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Yep, here we go. Action in the third quarter. Mechanicsburg possession.
Chris Taylor, leading scorer on the year, over 12 points a game. He's got the ball top of the circle. Passes to Logan Hurst. 36-19 lead Raiders. Ball entered, low post, blocked, Tristan Hall. And he didn't travel, held his ground, drew the defensive foul from a Rushi man.
I didn't think Sherman did anything wrong there. He just held his ground, and the offensive player was bumping him.
Yeah, it looked like contact was slight. Top of the circle, Mascadre fakes left, goes right, enters the lane, tries to weave a bounce pass. Opposite, low in the left to Hall. Rushi got a piece of it. Out of bounds it goes. Inbounding again, Mechanicsburg. Taylor, Mascadre. Left baseline, Hall. Hits a teammate in the lane. Extra pass to Logan Hurst. Shot blocked, got it back, short. Rebound Kearns, that height and length of Rushi, giving Mechanicsburg fits. Here's Mason Dapour down the floor. Pass into the corner, out of bounds. 36-19 Raiders. It was 4.5 minutes at the start before Mechanicsburg notched its first points. Rushi had already made a big impact statement on this game with full court pressuring defense. How many turnovers for Mechanicsburg now, Chuck?
16.
16 of them. There's a long three-pointer out back by Taylor for Mechanicsburg. It rimmed. Tough break. Rebound Rushi. Here's York flying down the floor. Throws below the basket. Mechanicsburg got a piece of it, or did they?
They're saying they did. This referee under the basket is having kind of a tough game.
Rushi inbounding in the lane to York. York open from eight. It hit the rim twice and fell off into the lap of Taylor for Mechanicsburg. Nobody scored here in the first 90 seconds of the second half. Up the floor for Mechanicsburg. Taylor at the elbow on the right. Jumps and shoots from 18. Short. Rebound Rushi. Here's Mason Dapour quickly up the floor, angling through the head of the key. Rushi wants a timeout. Minute and a half gone. Second half, nobody scored in the quarter. Raiders still up 36-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Yep, Rushi head coach Dave Borchers got his wish, a timeout right away. Rushi after the break fires a pass low on the right to Daniel Kearns, and he banks it home from 5 feet away. Kearns has been money in the bank all night long. Chuck, I bet all of his field goals, you attach them together, they probably wouldn't span 20 feet.
It wouldn't be a three.
38-19, Rushi, 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Top of the circle, Chris Taylor. Outside the arc on the right to Jake Edwards. And a purple jersey hits the deck below the basket, foul against Rushi. 19-point lead in favor of the Raiders. Mechanicsburg inbounding low on the right. Playmaker is Taylor. He gets set to throw it in. Lobs it out back to Logan Hurst. Hurst, ball high overhead. Throws into the right corner, attempting to reach Mascadre. The pass goes awry. Into the stands, Rushi ball. 5:48 left third quarter. Rushi's doubled the score on Mechanicsburg, 38-19. But in 2 minutes and 20 seconds, in half number two, just one field goal so far between the two clubs.
Deep right corner, it is Mason Daypour. Baseline right to Kearns. Excellent ball movement. Low on the left to Monier. Missed the short one. Got it back. He's triple teamed. Tie up. Arrow, it is Rushi ball. Kearns inbounding. Let's see if the Raiders get another good look on inbounds throw. Ball thrown to the top of the circle. Then a bounce pass to Monier, striding down the baseline. He caught it before he could get a shot up. A blocking foul against Mechanicsburg.
Well, I'll tell you what. Nobody probably saw that. Monier did the best job I've seen in a while, avoiding a charge there. I don't know how we got around that.
Inbounds, Rushi beneath the rim. Right corner, Monier holding. Indians again. Four fouls to each team. Outset of the third quarter. 5:20 left in this period. It was an 8-0 start for Rushi. Mechanicsburg didn't get points until we had 3-0 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Kearns inbounding. Deep left corner, Monier. Ball high overhead. Out back to Adam Daypour. Adam comes near side to Mason. Mason looks for Sherman, can't find him. Mason Daypour drives. Little floater, no good. Tapped in by Kearns. That was about a 5-foot tip shot. Kearns is getting them every which way imaginable down below the foul line in this game. He's been a horse. A lot of firepower in Kearns tonight. He's been dominant. Mechanicsburg misses down on the inside. Here is a run out by Rushi quickly down the floor. Shoveled toward the rim by Mason Daypour. It is no good. Rebound batted midcourt off Rushi last. Out of bounds to the Indians. Yeah, I don't know how many field goals that Kearns has got, Chuck. What about
nine? Yep.
Again, I bet if you stretched them all together, they wouldn't go more than 50 feet.
That tip-in was his longest shot.
I think you're right. 4.5 left here in the third. Here's a runner by DeLong as he went strolling down the lane. A little too much mustard on it. It hit the window, the rim. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Rushi. It'll be thrown in bounds by Mechanicsburg, low on the left. Playmaker Taylor lobbing it out back to Edwards, the freshman guard, stripped on the play by Kearns. Kearns stepped right in front, yanked it from him, threw it to Mason Daypour. Ball weaved low on the right to Francis. Beneath the basket, Sherman on the arc to Daypour, who hurls up a three, in and out, no good. Long rebound, Rushi, which still has it. 5:10 to go in the third. Here's a post pass, Mason Daypour to Kearns, and his arm is jerked away from his body by a Mechanicsburg defender. Common foul, Rushi ball, baseline right. 40-19 Raiders, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. On the arc, Adam Daypour. Kearns comes out to catch. Cross-court pass, Carter Francis. Left corner, Mason Daypour. Mason's boxed in, needs help. Airmails one cross court right to an Indians player. Here's a run out the other way. Excellent driving layup by Miscadre of Mechanicsburg. 40-21, Rushi by 19. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Mason Daypour hop stepping a jump into the lane. Good feed to Sherman for the gimme. 2 points for Sherman. 42-21, Rushi. 3:24 to go here in the third. Midcourt, DeLong for Mechanicsburg. Dribble drive, right corner. Hand off Miscadre. On the arc to Taylor, shot fake. Foul line, right down the paint. Looped it, missed it. Foul, Rushi. Good little dance move in the lane there by Taylor of Mechanicsburg. 3:13 to go in the third. 42-21, Rushi. Third and final game to follow. Jackson Center Triad. The number one seed Tigers meet Triad. Jackson, a prohibitive favorite in game three of the night. Free throw by Taylor is short. Jordan York, Michael York back on the floor for Rushi. Kearns gets a breather. Second free one here for Chris Taylor of Mechanicsburg. He arches it up and in. 42-22. 20-point lead, Rushi.
dribbling up the left side, Mason Daypour. He stalled momentarily and fires ahead to Francis, to Adam Daypour. In the right corner, Jordan York. Cross court heave to Carter Francis. Baseline left to Adam Daypour. Look at him go to work. He muscles one in off the window. Good job by Adam Daypour. He was in among some defenders. Could have given the ball up, but went right up through a couple pair of arms and banked it down. Strong shot by Adam Daypour of the Raiders, who lead it 44-22. Here's a follow-away shot below the foul line by Joey Miscadre of Mechanicsburg, and it's a beauty. 44-24, Rushi by 20, 2:20 left to go, third quarter. Down the right side, Adam Daypour, straight away Michael York. Oh, he finds Jordan, three underneath, up and in. Patented high-low action, worked to perfection by the Raiders, who lead it by 22. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Miscadre, foul line. Oh, a nice late dish underneath the hall, blocked off the backboard by Rushi. Here's a run out. Adam Daypour down to Mason. Left baseline, jumper from 16. Bingo, he's got it. Mason Daypour connects. Rushi, 48. Mechanicsburg, 24, with 1:42 remaining here in the third quarter. Baseline drive, Joey Miscadre. Look at him go to work. Twirling right around the defender, Carter Francis, up and in, and a foul on Carter.
He's got six in a row now. He hadn't scored.
Joey Miscadre with some clever moves here in the third quarter for the Indians. 48-26. Rushi. Three-point chance for Miscadre. Well, the third quarter, Chuck, was slow in getting going from a scoring standpoint. A lot of points here in the third quarter, finally. Free throw good, Miscadre, 48-27. Rushi leading. Here's a quick pass down the floor to Kearns. Kearns to Jordan York. He flies in from the right wing and hits a running bank shot and a foul on Mechanicsburg. 3 point plays aplenty right now. Minute 31 to go in the third quarter. Clock stops. I'm not sure if this period is going to come to an end. Free throw York is in there. 51-27 Raiders. A minute 28 left in the third quarter. Top of the circle, DeLong. DeLong. Baseline left to Kyle Smith. Right back to Miscadre, who missed it. Got the rebound back. Blocked again. Ball loose in the lane. And Taylor comes out of there with it. Taylor looks at the clock. 65 seconds to go. Third quarter. Pass near side to Smith. Smith running toward the rim, banks it with the left, no good. Rebound Rushi, quick run out, Jordan York, look at him, go pell-mell. Missed the driving layup, got the rebound back. Shoveled it left corner to Carter Francis. Short on the long three. Loose ball rebound, Carter on the arc to York. Missed it, he fell down. Rebound up and in, Carter Francis. Scoreboard shows what? I'm not sure.
It shows something wrong.
Half minute left to go here in the third quarter. Long three by Taylor of Mechanicsburg. Bullseye. He's got it. Indians get a quick timeout. 27 ticks remaining in the third. Raiders up 23, 53-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we still do not have the third quarter in the books. It's taken forever. Numerous clock stoppages, a lot of fouls, three-point play opportunities. 53-30, Rushi over Mechanicsburg. 27.4 remaining. And at the far back in line, Rushi throws it in play down the floor. York. York motoring, top of the circle, foul line right in front. Bodies fly, whole bunch of contact. Offensive foul, Jordan York.
They're going to have a little trouble getting this third game started at 7:30.
Won't happen. Will not happen.
It's 7:05 right now.
That may be about a 7:50 tip. 7:45 could be, maybe. 18, 17 seconds to go, third quarter. Down the right side to Long, double teamed. Oh, stolen by Michael York, who walked. No call. Gave it up on the play to a teammate, Sherman. Sherman underhanded in the lane. And a defender slides over, not in time. It's ruled a block. Two shots for Sherman. Michael York got the steal over there for Rushi, Chuck, and slid a good what? 5 or 6 feet? Isn't that by definition a traveling?
Well, three people called him safe over there, so.
Free throw, no good by Sherman. 8.2 left here in the third quarter. Been a little inconsistently officiated game.
A tough game to officiate, yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, I would agree. One free throw, good. One missed. 3 seconds to go. Third quarter. Outside the arc, Taylor. Long set shot. 35-footer. Hit the backboard. No good. 54-30. Rushi after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, we start the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And right away we have a score. Good hard driving layup by DeLong of Mechanicsburg. And then Jordan York counters for Rushi. Nifty reverse layup at Dandy. Up and good. 56-32. Rushi leads. Opening half minute, fourth quarter. Foul line extended left. Follow away shot. Taylor hits it for Mechanicsburg. 56-34. Rushi in the lead. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Outside the arc on the left at York, gets a screen from Kearns. Here's Jordan weaving his way. Nicely done. Skillful play by York, the big man, dribbling from 25 feet out all the way to the rack. He got the two-pointer.
They got 32 between them. We talked about how they needed to go 19 for Kearns and 13 for Mike, for Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what Jordan's got, and he's just put in the last four for Rushi, which is on top at 24, 58-34. Here's a long three-pointer by Mac DeLong of Mechanicsburg. He didn't mean to bank it, but he did. It hit the window, swirled around the rim two or three times, and rolled right down through the ropes. Rushi with 21. Here's Mason Dayport throwing to Minor deep in the left corner. His jump shot is blocked by Mechanicsburg, which cannot save it. Rushi ball, 6:24 to go in the fourth, 58-37 Raiders. Yep, these are the kinds of games, or I should say this is the kind of game that both York and Kearns are going to have to play in order for Rushi
to get out of this sectional. Rushi's got the talent to advance all the way to the regional, no question. Deep left corner, Mason Dayport. Looks inside for Kearns, can't find him. Top of the circle, York. There's York on a drive again. Oh, a late dish to Sherman. He powers to the basket. No good, but a foul. Undercut by an Indian player with 6:04 to go in the game. 58-37, Rushi. Sherman at the stripe. Thanks so much to these underwriting sponsors on scorersbroadcast.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Plus the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website. More savings available there. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Thanks to the in-between just out the Botkins where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Free throw trips for Rushi. What the Raiders do that time, Chuck?
1 of 2.
Mechanicsburg down 22. Here's a corner jump shot around the rim and out. Tough break for Mac DeLong. Rebound Rushi. Boy, here is York on a mission. Jordan York, the big fella, took the ball at midcourt. He sprinted to the cup and laid it in. What a game for York. It's been a track meet night for him. Here's a fadeaway foul line shot by Hurst to Mechanicsburg. Looked like he was fouled. No call. Rushi got the rebound. 61-37 Raiders. 5:19 to go here in the fourth. York in the right corner. After making some good drives, York tries a long distance two. Missed it. Rebound kicked out to Mason Dayport. 5 minutes left in the game. Rushi up 24. On the arc to Monier. Monier checked tightly. Dribbles over guarding Mechanicsburg as those two players get a little testy with each other. Logan Hurst and Monier. And it's the seventh team foul on Mechanicsburg. 1-1 here for the Rushi Raiders, who lead it by 24, 61-37. Thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll highlight them for you again. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. 1-1 missed by Rushi. Here's Mechanicsburg attacking the lane. Fall away 8-footer right in front of Miscadre. Short. Rebound Raiders. Midcourt. It is Mason Dayport. 61-37 Rushi. 4:20 left to go in the fourth. On the arc, Adam Dayport. Here's a wing jumper by Kearns. Longest shot he's taken tonight. 14-footer short. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Hooked away from behind. Right into the hands of Kearns. Outlet pass on the play to Monier. Driving layup. Circled the rim. No good. Rebound Sherman up and in right in front. Will Sherman going to work? 63-37 Rushi. Here's a bounce pass in the left corner by Mechanicsburg. Telegraph picked off by Monier to Sherman. Exploding to the rim. It wouldn't go. Rebound Berg. Indians have got it. 63-37 Rushi. 3:41 left here in the fourth quarter. It's shaping up, Chuck, as a pretty good lower bracket sectional semifinal. Fairlawn Rushi. First game next Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
Here's an inside move by Mechanicsburg. And good defense by Rushi. Hand on ball. Or was it? Anyway, it's ruled.
Oh, travel.
Yeah, no foul either way. Travel against Mechanicsburg. Indians bench not happy with the call that went against number 5, Mac DeLong. Rushi Raiders just simply too much length and strength for Mechanicsburg tonight. An overabundance of firepower for the Raiders, who lead this game 63-37, 3:24 left, and Mechanicsburg has been hit with a tech.
and Adam Daypour is at the line for Rushi. Shooting the technical free, wins the first, is no good.
You saw that one coming, that technical. Yep.
Mechanicsburg bench has been itching for it for quite some time. Number of tough calls, not going the Indians' way. Rushi does not connect on either free throw, though. And at 63-37, the Raiders will throw the ball inbounds, far side. 3:24 left. Midcourt Monier. Right side pass. It's Carter Francis. Straight away Sherman. Ball high overhead. Now Monier left flank. Reverses it to Francis. Wants to go to Sherman in the post. Straight away it is Michael York. 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's a drive from the left corner. Tried on the play by Rushi's Monier. Stripped on the play by Mechanicsburg. And taken away. Down the left side comes Mack DeLong. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 63-37, Rushi. Head of the key, it is Mack DeLong for Mechanicsburg. Then he backs up after a jab step forward. Flipped up the three, missed it. Long, no good. Rebound Rushi quickly down the floor. Sherman among traffic in the lane. Shot bounced off the iron. Indians get it back. Here's Taylor straight away for a three try. Bingo! He's got it. And we've got a timeout. Mechanicsburg subs for both clubs. 2:22 left. 63-40 Rushi on scores.broadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Now just over 2 minutes to go in this one. It's been all Rushi from the start. Raiders jumped out 8-0. Mechanicsburg didn't put points on the board for 4.5 minutes. The press from Rushi overwhelmed Mechanicsburg at the outset. And then the length and strength of the Raiders, too much for Mechanicsburg to deal with all night. 23-point lead for the Raiders. I'll give Mechanicsburg, Chuck, a lot of credit. Still a lot of fight in the Indians. They've not backed down. They've continued to play real hard.
Yeah, they have played hard. They played hard defensively, a little challenged offensively, but kind of like Lehman was in the first game. But, boy, I mean, the effort, you can't fault the effort.
No. That Dawson Luthman on the floor now, 6 foot junior for Rushi.
Caleb Monin is number 12.
Caleb Monin's got the ball ahead of the key. Now to Luthman. A little pick and roll with Michael York. He caught it and laid it in. Well done. So some good quality time here at the end of the fourth quarter for young men off the bench for Rushi. Here's a drive into the lane. Mack DeLong, 10-footer, almost stuck up on the flange. Rebound Raiders, long heave down the floor to Francis. Francis on the baseline, gives it up to a teammate who's out of bounds. 90 seconds left.
That was unselfish of Francis because he had a kid in a game that hadn't played and he could have shot a layup, tried to give it up to get him some points.
Yep, good observation. 90 seconds to go. 25-point lead, Rushi. And the Raiders will play the Fairlawn Jets in our first game next Thursday at 6, a lower bracket sectional semifinal. Should be a good matchup. Rushi won both games of the regular season. Neither won, though, a huge blowout. Here's Mechanicsburg, baseline left. It's Miscadre on the arc to DeLong. Now Taylor, shake and bake move. Look at him go. Right down the lane, shoveled it, missed it. Might have gotten his rebound back, though. Rushi has it low on the right, and what do we have? a reach-in foul against Mechanicsburger. Maybe I think he was standing out of bounds when he touched the ball.
Yep, I think an Indian player got a piece of the leather and was on the boundary. Here comes Rushi to midcourt, minute to go in the game. Carter Francis outside the arc. It was Carter who drained the three-pointer at the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
Cross-court pass, low on the left. Shot good. Well done on the play by Caleb Monin. Nice one. Caleb Monin and off the bench for Rushi caught the cross-court pass and drilled a 12-footer. And Mechanicsburg takes a timeout with 37 seconds to go. And Rushi leading 67-40. We'll highlight our underwriting sponsors here and then remind you that at the close of this game, we'll go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return online with a short pregame before the start of Game 3 between Jackson Center and Triad. Thanks to these Rushi sponsors tonight, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Hello, Francis Schulze and Superior. Gratitude to you. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly. You heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Call Chris North. Ask him about your benefits. Stay connected. Speak to Chris, 937-498-7282. Or check them out on facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, located in Sydney. That's West Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. That's Route 47, west of the interstate. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 20 seconds to go in the game. Here's Mechanicsburg getting the ball back after Rushi knocked it out of bounds. And then a Mechanicsburg player in the person of Mac DeLong steps out of bounds. 67-40 in favor of Rushi. Raiders will inbound it in backcourt. As the clock will wind down, Fairlawn and Rushi hooking up on Thursday at 6 in the first game of the doubleheader. Jets and Raiders tangle. We've got a virtual intentional foul committed by Mechanicsburg in order for the Indians to get two more players from the bench onto the floor. And these are two young men who have already entered in the game earlier.
He wanted to get his seniors out, I think. That's what he was doing.
Joey Miscadre and Chris Taylor, only two seniors on this Mechanicsburg roster, come off. They're greeted by the Mechanicsburg crowd. Indians fans on their feet behind us. And that's why the head coach,
Jonathan Bell.
Yep, that's why the head coach got these two young men off the floor so they could be saluted by the Mechanicsburg Indians throng up behind us. Jonathan Bell at the free throw line for Rushi. He was the man who was fouled. Bell in off the bench, sinks a couple shots, and the Rushi student section loves it.
I always like the kids that don't play a lot to get out there and score.
Right. And they're ringing the bell for Bell right now. Here's a foul line jump shot by Mechanicsburg. No good. A foul. Rushi hacked with 5.1 left. And it's 69-40, Rushi. Rushi and Fairlawn on Thursday. Second game on Thursday will be decided after game 3 tonight. The winner of Jackson Center Triad will play Brantford on Thursday in the nightcap before Jackson Center, a prohibitive favorite to win both of those games. One free throw good, the next one in and out. Rebound right corner Raiders, and that will do it. Rushi 69, Mechanicsburg 41. Rushi plays Fairlawn, which beat Lehman Catholic 50-30 in game 1 tonight, in a Thursday night 6 o'clock lower bracket sectional semifinal. Thank you so much, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name several. You're covered with a plan always, tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And thanks again to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And American Architectural Glass, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors. AAG in Fort Loramie, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring and highlight our Clancy's Award winners.
Okay, well, for Mechanicsburg, they were led by their leading scorer, Chris Taylor, had 18. Nobody else got into double figures. On the other side, for Rushi, they had a lot of people that scored. Daniel Kern scored 19, and Jordan York scored 15, and those are the two Clancy's players of the game.
That's Clancy's on Wapak Avenue. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, and nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rushi 69, Mechanicsburg 41. Rushi meets Fairlawn on Thursday at 6. Fairlawn defeated Lehman in our opening game tonight by a score of 50-30. One more to follow, triple header tonight. Third game upcoming, Jackson Center and Triad will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes or so, then return online with a short pregame before the Jackson Center Triad game. That's upcoming. For Chuck, I'm Jack on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.